spectators. I say, Arthur, what business are you in now?
I'm a carpenter.
Then perhaps you can tell me how to make a Venetian blind.
Sure. I'd give him a punch in the eye.
Why, Byron, what are you laughing at?
Don't talk to me, Mr. Porter. Your face is contagious.
See here, Byron, what makes you so foolish?
It's all my mother's fault, Mr. Porter.
Why, how's that?
Because she always makes me sleep under a crazy quilt.
Say, Mr. Porter, you know my brother?
Which one, Billy? The one with the smooth face?
No, the one with the hair lip. Well, sir, he started to beat his wife last night, and two policemen came in just in time to prevent a murder.
Horrible. Did they take him to jail?
No, they took him to the hospital.
Mr. Murray will sing Pride of the Prairie.
Out in the wild and woolly prairie, not far from old Pueblo town, there lived a little girl named Mary, blue eyes and tresses of brown. From all the plains there came a cowboy. He said, please name our wedding day. She bowed her head and whispered, now, boy. Then on their broncos they rode away, one summer's day.
Right on the prairie, Mary, my own, jump up beside me, right to my home. My heart's been